Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The sheriff's office is investigating the death of a man whose body was found by a fisherman checking his nets on the Klamath River near Martin's Ferry on Saturday. The fisherman had put his nets out on Friday night, and when he returned in the morning, he saw a jet ski had gotten caught, and further investigation revealed the body of a drowning victim submerged in the water. The coroner's office has confirmed the identity of the victim, 62-year-old Wychpeck resident Ralph Lemons. If anyone has any information about the deceased, you're asked to contact the sheriff's office. On Saturday night, a Fortuna police officer managed to spot 18-year-old Stephanie Nelson walking on 12th Street and stopped and arrested Nelson, and she was booked into county jail on a child abandonment charge and a probation violation. Nelson is suspected of leaving her baby with neighbors on the 6th and then disappearing for 3 days while neighbors in her apartment complex attempted to care for the child. A 13-year-old finally called police to report that Nelson had not returned, and child welfare services were called in. Repeated attempts to contact Nelson were unsuccessful until she was seen on 12th Street. Two men and one store clerk were issued citations by Arcata police officers over the weekend as police conducted a minor decoy and shoulder tap operation to target those who would purchase or sell alcohol to minors. 21-year-old San Francisco resident Justin Moe and 41-year-old John Dalkin of Ukiah were cited for purchasing alcohol for a minor decoy, and a clerk at Blondie's was cited for selling alcohol to a minor. Today, the County Drug Task Force, assisted by the Fortuna Police Department, served a search warrant at a residence in the 3500 block of Tammy Drive in Fortuna. After searching the residence, officers located 341 growing marijuana plants, 2 pounds of processed marijuana, and 4.5 pounds of marijuana leaves. When officers searched the backyard, they located numerous opium poppy plants and several dried poppy pods that had been cut, evidence that the plants were being used to make opium. Officers located 29-year-old Victoria Miller and 30-year-old Benjamin DeHaven at the scene. Their 4-year-old daughter was also at the residence, and Child Welfare Services was called to take the girl into protective custody. DeHaven and Miller were arrested on various charges, including possession, cultivation, and felony child endangerment. Both were booked into county jail, but Miller was released due to female overcrowding. The case is still being investigated by the Drug Task Force. Fortuna police arrested 31-year-old Wade Harris after investigating a report of one motorist brandishing a handgun at another motorist on the side of the road at the intersection of Fortuna Boulevard and Kenmar Road on Sunday afternoon. When officers contacted Harris at the Strong Creek Plaza, witnesses reported he may have thrown the gun away into brush alongside the roadway, and a search of the area turned up the .45 caliber handgun. The weapon was reported stolen out of Ontario, California, and Harris, a probationer, was arrested and booked on several charges, including being a felon in possession of a firearm and a probation violation. He posted bail and was released later in the day. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Today at 1:30, the Board of Supervisors hosted one of two community budget meetings as they work on finalizing the upcoming fiscal year budget. The second meeting is at 6 p.m., and the Board will consider more than $4 million in supplemental budget requests from county departments. The final budget is expected to be adopted at the Board's June 25th meeting. An Arcata Police Department ranger patrolling the Arcata Marsh stopped and contacted a suspicious suspect today and may have taken into custody a suspect wanted in several vehicle burglaries in the area around the marsh. The officer arrested 40-year-old Eureka resident Sean Alberson, a probationer, and a search of Alberson's person and his belongings turned up a loaded .22 caliber pistol, numerous burglary tools, and items believed to have been stolen from victims of car burglaries, including credit and debit cards. Witnesses to the burglaries had reported seeing a suspect that matched Alberson's description, including the fact that he rode a bike. Alberson was booked on numerous charges, including being a felon in possession of a firearm and carrying a concealed weapon. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.